Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Giants and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pafko. Dark reaches second base with a double. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aaron. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Dark moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is walked intentionally. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to second for the out. Dark scores. Thompson moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum strikes out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gardner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. Gardner moves to third. Antonelli moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dark is walked intentionally. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Pafko moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall strikes out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton strikes out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Logan for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-0 in the game. Antonelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. the Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron moves to second. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dark hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pendleton. Dark reaches second base with a double. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin is walked intentionally. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Pendleton strikes out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Logan for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner strikes out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to second. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli bunts in front of the plate. Crandall fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, The Giants won, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Aaron bunts towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Adcock moves to second. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a pop-up towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Irvin hits a line drive towards second. O'Connell catches it and steps on second to double up Lockman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Pendleton hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to third. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Mueller moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Sparn catches it and throws to first to double up Mays. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Westrum is walked intentionally. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Antonelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Westrom moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aaron hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Thompson bunts towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Connell covering, for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Irvin is walked intentionally. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. Irvin moves to third. It's 3-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Irvin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Giants. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mueller moves to second. Wes Westrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrom is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Westrom takes first base on ball 4. Mueller moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Antonelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sam Calderon pinch hits for Warren Sparn. Sam Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. One out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-4 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-4 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Milwaukee Braves, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.